welcome to Unpacking iOS. My name is Jonathan Wiley, and in this week's episode, I'm looking at a feature called Do Not Disturb. It's a way to help you focus on the things that you need to focus on and to cut out distractions from your iOS devices. So, let's start unpacking. I think it's important that we all get a break. We need a rest, a chance to unplug from the digital noise in our lives. However, the supercomputers in our pocket are incredibly addictive, and we have a bad habit of checking them every time we hear a new notification. To help you ensure that you get that break that you need, the chance to disconnect, and avoid getting interrupted in the middle of the night or even in an important meeting at work, Apple introduced a feature called Do Not Disturb. It gives you the ability to silence calls, alerts, and notifications for a set period of time so that you can focus on the task in hand. Here's how it works. To turn on Do Not Disturb, open the Settings app and tap Do Not Disturb, then toggle the switch to the on position. You can also open Control Center and tap the crescent moon icon. Control Center is just a swipe away, so for most people this is quicker, but not everybody is very familiar with where it is. On newer iOS devices, you access Control Center by swiping down from the top right-hand corner, and on older devices, you swipe up from the Home button. You should see that Do Not Disturb icon right there on the screen. When you enable Do Not Disturb, it will stay on until you turn it off again. However, if you press and hold on that icon in the Control Center, that crescent moon icon, you will see options to disable it automatically after 1 hour. Later this evening, when you leave your current location, or even at the end of a current calendar event. That last one, I think, is especially useful if you're going into a meeting at work and you want to make sure that your phone stays silent for the whole meeting, but it doesn't stay silent for the whole day. Use that option in Control Center, press and hold on the moon, and silence it until the end of the current calendar event. There's also the option to schedule Do Not Disturb times. If there's a particular time of the day that you always use Do Not Disturb, you can schedule your iPhone or your iPad to turn it on or off at specific times. Lots of people use this scheduling option at nighttime when they're getting ready for bed and they want to make sure that they get an uninterrupted sleep. To schedule Do Not Disturb, go to Settings, tap on Do Not Disturb, and you'll see a toggle button next to the word Scheduled. Once you enable that, you have to choose a time that you want Do Not Disturb to begin and end. And once that's taken care of, it will automatically turn on and off every day at those times that you chose. On my iPhone, it's scheduled to come on at 10:15 at night and turn off at 7 o'clock in the morning. For even more convenience, you'll see an option underneath the scheduled times called Bedtime. Once enabled, the lock screen will dim during Do Not Disturb hours, calls will be silenced and notifications will be sent to the notification center until your scheduled Do Not Disturb ends. The bedtime options are particularly useful if you wake up in the middle of the night and you grab your phone to check the time because the screen is dimmer. It will not dazzle your eyes and there will be no visible notifications on your lock screen to tempt you into opening up your device and interrupting your sleep pattern. Of course, there's times that you will want to override Do Not Disturb. You might be waiting for an important phone call. You might be concerned that there could be an emergency with an elderly family member. Your child's school could be trying to call you at work to let you know that they're unwell. And for times like this, there is the ability to add exceptions that let you receive the alerts and notifications that you need even when Do Not Disturb is enabled. So one example of that is alarms that you set in the clock app. Those will still be heard even if you have Do Not Disturb enabled. So this is useful if you have one set to wake you up in the morning, maybe at 6 o'clock, but your Do Not Disturb doesn't finish until 7 o'clock. The alarm will still go off even though you are inside Do Not Disturb hours. You can also fine-tune that Do Not Disturb a little bit further because in the Settings app, under Do Not Disturb, you'll see an option called Silence. There are two options here. One is to always silence incoming calls and notifications. The other is just to silence them when the iPhone is locked. And I think the idea here is that if your device is unlocked and in use, then you're probably okay with receiving those calls and notifications. Otherwise, if you will have it locked and not in use, calls and notifications will be silenced. Further down in that settings screen, there is an option to allow calls from specific people. Tapping this option will let you select from three choices here. So you can allow everyone to call you during Do Not Disturb hours, you can allow no one to call you during Do Not Disturb hours, or you can choose favorites to contact you during Do Not Disturb hours. If you choose favorites, your iPhone will allow calls from people who are tagged as a favorite in the Contacts app. Now, if you've never done that before, you can add a contact to your favorites very easily. You just open the Contacts app, tap on the contact, and then scroll down to the bottom, you'll see an option to add to favorites. So I think this is perfect for family members, people that you really deem as important enough in order to interrupt your Do Not Disturb hours, tag them as favorites in the Contacts app, change that setting to allow calls from favorites, and they will always be able to reach you. Lastly, there is an option in settings for repeated calls. Once enabled, a second call from the same person within 3 minutes will automatically bypass Do Not Disturb, unless you turn this option off. This is on by default, so have a think about this and the type of people that may be persistent enough to call you multiple times. The whole idea of Do Not Disturb can also extend beyond business meetings and bedtime when you turn on Do Not Disturb while driving. When you turn this on, text messages are silenced and they don't show up on your phone. Notifications are also silenced. Phone calls are allowed, but only when connected to a Bluetooth or a hands-free device. So the whole concept here is to make you a less distracted driver and to concentrate on what you need to concentrate on. To activate Do Not Disturb while driving, open the Settings app, tap Do Not Disturb, and scroll down to the Do Not Disturb while driving section. Here you can choose whether it should be enabled automatically, when your phone is connected to the Bluetooth in your car, or whether you want to turn it on manually. If you want to turn it on manually, you need to add this option to Control Center icons. So here's how to do that. You open the settings and you tap Control Center, then tap Customize Controls, and tap the plus sign next to the Do Not Disturb While Driving icon. When you've done that, you can open Control Center anytime and tap the car icon to enable Do Not Disturb While Driving. A nice feature of this is that if you receive a text message while you're driving, your iPhone will automatically reply with a default message that says, "I'm driving with Do Not Disturb while driving turned on. I'll see your message when I get where I'm going." And you can change that auto reply by going into Settings, Do Not Disturb Auto Reply, and personalize and customize that message to make it sound like something you would say. If someone replies to your auto-reply text with the word urgent, then all subsequent texts from that person will bypass Do Not Disturb and you will be able to see those for the remainder of your journey. So consider adding that information to your auto-reply. Say, "Hey, if this is urgent, please reply with the word urgent and I will be able to see the text." Now, parents might want to know that you can turn on Do Not Disturb while driving for your kids. We all want our kids to be safe drivers, but at the same time, parents know that they don't always make the best choices and they're not always going to be in the car with their children while they are driving. Thankfully, Apple has included the option to automatically enable Do Not Disturb while driving on your child's iPhone. Once enabled, they won't be able to turn it off without a parental passcode. It uses a feature called Screen Time, something we'll talk about in a later episode, but to set up Do Not Disturb while driving for your kids, all you do is you pick up their iPhone, go to Settings, and then tap Screen Time. Tap Set Up Screen Time, tap Continue, and then tap This Is My Child's Device. And it's going to give you a bunch of menus here to walk through, and the one you're really looking for is the one that says Content and Privacy. Tap Continue, and then set a parental passcode. Once that's done, you can tap Content and Privacy Restrictions, and then scroll down to make sure that Do Not Disturb While Driving is set to Allow. From this point onwards, every time your teenager takes their phone into the car, Do Not Disturb While Driving will be enabled automatically. The exception to that, for them and for you, is if your car sports CarPlay. Because when the iPhone is connected to CarPlay, Do Not Disturb is not required. CarPlay is designed in such a way that it is meant for safe use on the road, so Do Not Disturb is automatically disabled. One last place to use Do Not Disturb is in the Clock app. Apple has a feature called Bedtime, which is used to track your sleep habits and set wake-up alarms. You can set the time that you would like to go to bed, as well as the time that you want to wake up. And you get reminders from your iPhone when it's time to go to bed. And there's usually a unique variety of soothing alarms and tones that can be used in order to wake you up. When bedtime is enabled, Do Not Disturb is automatically turned on. The lock screen will dim, calls will be silenced, and notifications will go to the notification center until your alarm goes off. That's about it for this episode. As always, links to everything I talked about, as well as a blog post with all of this information, can be found at unpackingios.com or in the show notes below. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a favor and leave a review in the Apple Podcasts app, or share this podcast with your friends on social media. Thanks for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.